This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1451. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded March 11th, lots of African news, mix-ups from Turkey, Rancho Simi, Cuba, Greece, focus on Tibet, the fast-talking champions, specials from New Zealand, Miami, BCQ, Pennsylvania, and Ireland, lucky breaks for interfered stations, and the propagation outlook. We've noticed Star Radio, the Liberian station, no longer on the schedule for the Ascension Relay at 0700 UT on 11875, although we've not been able to hear it anyway since they moved up from 31 meters. Acker Peterson in Denmark says he's still hearing Cotton Tree News, the program which followed at 0730 to 08 UT on 11875, but nothing from Star Radio during the previous half hour. Now DX Mix News in Bulgaria confirms that Star Radio's relay has been canceled. By the way, for a while this was being broadcast via UK, but now apparently it's back to Ascension. We've been wondering if Transworld Radio would eventually go on shortwave from Benin, now that they have a medium-wave transmitter in operation and widely heard transcontinentally on 1566. In DSWC IDX Window, Jari Savolainen in Finland says they have no shortwave license yet for Benin. They are hoping it will be granted this year. After it's secured, it will take a year or more for fundraising and constructing their shortwave station. DX Mix News reports that Aso Radio, the Nigerian FM station, which has an evening relay via Russia back to Nigeria, has added a morning broadcast under the auspices of TDP. It's at 0530 to 06 UT via Samara on 7385, and it's Monday through Friday only. I think I must have heard the tail end of that broadcast on March 10th as I just tuned in a few minutes before 0600. Apparently it is in the Hausa language. A few months ago, Africa No. 1 Gabon abruptly disappeared from its two highest shortwave frequencies, 15475 and 17630, to the dismay of music lovers. But apparently it was not deliberate. Mike Cooper in Georgia has been in contact with the station. Africa No. 1 says the absence of those transmissions is temporary and they are still operating on 9580. A reply from the head of their FM transmission department says there was a major breakdown in the IML transmitter on 15475 and they're waiting on replacement parts, which are difficult to find. The situation is not helped by the current financial situation. As for 17630, technicians at CEIOCM are currently working to get that frequency back on. He also mentioned that 9580 doesn't seem to be coming in as well as before, but ANO noted that frequency is intended for Central Africa, so we do not receive it at all in the U.S. Well, I beg to differ. We do receive it somewhat, although agreed, not as well as the missing frequencies, which are apparently going to come back when possible. And once again, they'll be colliding with Antarctica and CRI in Mali, no doubt, among others. Speaking of Antarctica, we've had zero reports for a good many weeks now, 15476, which normally operates from 18 to 21 UT on weekdays only. I suspect they've been on another of their midsummer breaks, but they also should be coming back on the air shortly if all is well. Has anyone been hearing or is anyone about to hear LRA 36 on 15476? It would be nice if they are back on while Gabon is still off, giving them an additional hour of reception without interference. There is a new station to the DR Congo called Radio Kimpwanza, K-I-M-P-W-A-N-Z-A. It's another TDP client on their schedule, says DX Mix News in Bulgaria. It is Sundays only for 17 to 18 UT on 15260 via Samara, Russia. Noel Green looked for it, however, on Sunday, March 8th at 1710, and was unable to hear anything, maybe because of propagation. Jose Miguel Romero found a website where they have audio which rudely launches automatically, so beware. It's www.radiotvkimpwanza.net. In communication of the British DX Club, Tony Rogers says that links to another website of the Rassemblement des Patriotes pour la Libération du Congo, www.rplc-rdc.com. So it seems the broadcast is in support of that group, which has a contact address in, of all places, Coppell, Texas, USA. Another new service for Africa we mentioned recently, Zimbabwe Community Radio via the UAE, 5935, was heard by Acker Peterson in Denmark, DSWCIDX window, March 2nd. He said it faded in at 2020 UT and signed off at 2100 under a much stronger signal from Verchtachtel, Germany, relaying Polish radio in Ukrainian until 2030. But it was in the clear during the final half hour of the long interview in English, then an ID in Shona at 2050 UT. And Jari Savolainen in Finland says their website is under construction. It takes the first two letters of each word in its name, www.zicora.com. It should be available within a week. Terry Kruger in Florida has been monitoring Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea on 41 meters. March 1st at Sinon 0354, he was hearing Network 1 on 7209.98. There was a stringed interval signal at first and an ID just after 0400. And then he also heard their second network on 7175 from 0400 to 0418. First, there was nothing, but then he was hearing the same language as heard on the other frequency and mentioning FM with Horn of Africa vocal fillers. A week later, March 8th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing the same pair on exactly the same frequencies, both starting at 0355. Also from the outside, Voice of Democratic Eritrea, sponsored by Ethiopians for Democracy, via Now in Germany, 11835, starting at 1700 UT, March 8th. This is scheduled on Wednesdays and Sundays only, and there was a weak noise jammer. Brian also reports Radio Davanga, yet another of the new services for Sudan via Germany, on 7315 from 0440 to sign off at 0527 February 28th. He says there was a loud tone on the frequency, but now they've added a third frequency, the other one already on the air being 13800. According to the Media Network blog, the new one is 9830, also via Verchtachtel, Germany, and at the same time starting at 0430. Zaharis Langis in Greece checked all three of them on March 5th at 0506. The best reception there was on 7315, the worst on 9830, although it improved during the following half hour. NBCLnews.it, Luca Bottofiore in Italy reports receiving a PDF reply as a QSL to his report. It took 10 days from Radio Dabanga's headquarters in the Netherlands. From the very signer, Hilde Groen, G-R-O-E-N, at pressnow.nl. One of the transmitters at Greece failed, about which more later. And this happened to clear the frequency 15650, no longer preventing reception of the other Sudanese service, Miraya FM, via Slovakia, starting at 1500. I was hearing that March 7th with no interference, and the first few minutes were in English after a time signal, which was very late, 76 seconds late, in fact. It went into another language at 1512. I was wondering whether, in view of the indictment of Bashir. Like other NGOs, Miraya FM might be in trouble or even kicked out of the country. So far, so good. Everything is quiet, says the Canadian head of Miraya FM I heard interviewed on the link from Radio Canada International. And furthermore, they plan to double their shortwave time sometime later this year from 3 to 6 hours a day. Besides the big buzz from Saudi Arabia on 15435, starting at 15 UT, and other frequencies doing the same, no doubt the same transmitter as heard in Europe, 17805, as reported by Eric Kuy in Denmark at 1010, and Wolfgang Büschel, who says it's on the air from 09 to 12 UT and covers 17801 to 17809 kilohertz. However, this does not happen every day. Some days, no such problem. With his Perseus receiver, Nils Schiffhauer in Germany has analyzed this signal and put it up on a web page so you can visually see all the buzzing that goes out from the Saudi transmitter. There's a link to it in DX Listening Digest 9022 via worldofradio.org. The Sackville Canada Relay has been unable to get the correct program feed from Turkey for the 0400 English broadcast on 7325 for at least a couple of weeks. Most nights, if we hear anything, we hear Turkish instead of English. Apparently, there's some confusion about the correct satellite channel, which the Turks may have changed without notice. Tune in to see which language you hear. On March 6th, it was still in Turkish, but beware, during that same hour, there's a collision now with Arabic from the BBC via Rampisham and or Cyprus. Radio Damascus, Syria is being heard on reactivated 12085. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports Spanish at 2213 to sign off at 2302. On February 27th, a fair level but slight hum and very low modulation. At that time, he heard nothing on their other frequency, 9330. However, Terry Kruger in Florida reported February 23rd, 9330 with English until 2201 when it went into Spanish. Good, but with bad audio hum. In Australian DX News, Charles Jones in New South Wales on February 25th was hearing English from Damascus only on 9330 at 2100. On March 1st, Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, reported a strong carrier with hum and very weak, almost non-existent modulation at 2110 to 2130 on 12085. China has added a new Tibetan service in the Voice of Minorities, which is in a number of other languages, as we mentioned, which used to be known as CNR-8, but now the Tibetan service has its own number, CNR-11, since March 1st. Hiroshi, via S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle, provides the schedule. Now, this is to Tibet, but originating, we think, in Beijing. At least the transmitters, most of them are outside Tibet. On 6010 at 2155 to 24 and 1030 to 1605, on 7350 at 0900 to 1605, 7360 at 2155 to 2400, 9480 at 2155 to 0100 and 08 to 1605, on 9530 from midnight to 1030, 11685 at midnight to 0900, and 15570 from 01 until 08. Furthermore, there is an English program now within this service for half an hour at 0530 and at 1430 on the appropriate frequencies within the schedule I just gave. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring that on 6010 at 1430. It's called the English program from Tibet on China National Radio. On Sundays, it was Tibetan music and songs, March 8th. They seem to acknowledge a listener's letter, mostly poor reception, also audible on 7350 and 9480. He listened again on March 9th at 1430. They talked about money developing rural Tibet and improving income for rural people, medical information, the cost of one massage for foreigners and for local people, segments called Tibet Tourism or Tourism of Tibet. That's not to be confused with the English Holy Tibet program direct from Lhasa, but of course also under CHICOM control. Another reason for even more Chinese jamming lately, besides the Party Congress, is the 50th anniversary of the failed uprising against Chinese rule in Tibet, which was on March 10th. The VOA noted the occasion by issuing a press release that they were marking it in their Tibetan language broadcasts. We are in the midst of World of Radio 1451. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Artie Bigley in Ohio, who sent money in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Last week I mentioned that Voice of Indonesia seemed to be doing something different every day as far as times and frequencies, but since March 4th they've been more or less back to normal, with the English hour at 1300 on 9525. The best heard and often the only heard Radio Republik Indonesia 60-meter station here is Fak Fak on 4790. In fact, I was surprised on March 5th to still have them audible a full sesquihour after local sunrise at 1426. As usual, mixing with Kodar interference on 4790. I wonder if the Fakfakians are aware of how well their local radio station gets out, really putting their place on the world map. In St. Petersburg, Russia, Mikhail Timofeyev was also hearing it just a few minutes later until sign-off at 1454 on March 7th on 4790. Bill Holiday in New Braunfels, Texas, sends a lot of early March logs, including Radio Pilipinas on 11730, March 8th from 1731 to 1751. He says there is a Filipino commentary after a sign-on in English as Voice of the Philippines. It was weak with moderate fading and static, discussing transmission times and frequencies until past 1745. He says they have world-class records in extremely fast pronunciation of words. I have never heard anyone really talk that fast in any language. We continue to have many reports of the sole shortwave transmitter active in the Solomon Islands on 9541.53, as measured by Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, at 1108 UT on the 7th of March. There's usually interference from something on 9540. I was hearing the Heterodyne and finally some audio, apparently the BBC news relay they run overnight. This was on the 9th of March at 1340 and also on the 10th around the same time. Via BCDX, Bob Hill in Massachusetts says he was able to hear and confirm it at 2030 UT on March 6th. It was very poor, but he was able to match it to their transmission as heard on a remote receiver in Queensland. The time has come to remind you of the special final shortwave broadcast from the Radio Reading Service, ZLXA, in Levin, New Zealand. Their 3935 transmitter has been off the air since December, but for the benefit of DX listeners worldwide, they have agreed to put it back on the air for a couple of days and run it 24 hours if it holds up. The days and UT dates and times for this are from 0400 UT on the 20th of March until 1900 on the 22nd. That info via Dan Ferguson and Anker Peterson. Anker figures out the sunrise and sunset time in that place in New Zealand, since you will need a full darkness path if at all possible to hear it. Sunset is approximately 0632 UT. and sunrise at 18:23. So before or after those times until your own local sunrise or sunset are the times you have a chance of hearing it. But there are many other factors. Besides its low power, there's likely to be amateur radio interference, at least especially in North America. This good news came from the QSL manager of ZLXA, Kelvin Brayshaw. And I suggest, even if you are unable to pick them up, you might drop them a note of gratitude for going to the trouble. Harold Froge in Michigan reports hearing CHU time signals from Canada on second harmonic, 6660, March 8th at 21:15. Several of us have noted CFRX 6070 in Toronto without the usual interference from CBC Chile all night. For example, I found that to be the case March 4th, hardly any interference during the Peter Anthony Holder show at 0748. Then I learned that CBC in Chile had dropped its overnight broadcasts in Spanish as of March 3rd on 6070, staying on that frequency only for 2 hours a day, one at midnight UT and the other at 1100. However, in A09, the new summer schedule, they plan to use it for 3 hours straight, starting at 2300, or prime time in North America, but the rest of the night, they should not be a problem. I suspect this has nothing to do with clearing the frequency for CFRX, but instead deciding, like Portuguese a few months earlier, that it's no longer cost-effective for them to broadcast all night. As they also dropped some other frequencies, their new schedule at CBC in Chile for the rest of this season no longer includes 11970 or 11805 or 9655. I checked timeanddate.com to see what countries around the USA are doing about daylight shifting since we've already started on March 8th. Once again, Mexico is holding off until April 5th, which used to be our change date, causing a lot of confusion, no doubt, along the border. But other countries have gone along with us, even Cuba, starting March 8th, also Bahamas, Bermuda, Turks and Caicos, of course, most locations in Canada, with the usual exceptions, and Saint-Pierre and Miquelon, and the part of Greenland under U.S. influence. Besides the original time for the revived Happy Station on WRMI, UT Thursdays at 0100 on 9955, a repeat has been added when I expect reception may generally be better, Thursdays at 1500 UT on 9955, which, by the way, knocks out another World of Radio repeat. Keith Perrone is looking for additional shortwave outlets for the program to reach other world parts, such as South Africa and maybe even Singapore. Jeff White says WRMI has another special broadcast planned. It's an Earth Day transmission, not in April, but on March 21st, which happens to be the first day of spring. That's at 0100 UT, March 21st, for 1 hour on 9955. It's Earth Day at the United Nations, a one-hour global broadcast featuring international spokespersons for the Earth Day movement. More about it at the website www.101angels.com. And another one is scheduled for the real Earth Day, April 22nd or 23rd. In the British DS Club, Stefano Valianti in Italy reports that the music show from VOA called Border Crossings has added a couple of frequencies for Europe at 15 UT, 12005 and 15530. That's Monday to Friday. Area 51 on WBCQ 5110 is now scheduled Monday through Friday for 2 hours, starting at 23 UT. However, on Saturdays and Sundays, it starts 1 hour earlier, at 2200. And there are lots of extra broadcasts for the SWL Winter Fest, March 12th to 14th, starting as early as 13 UT on WBCQ 9330, switching at 2200 to 5110. Every so often, KVOH in California booms in on 17775, bringing with it up to seven spurious frequencies. I heard it again, around 2035 UT, on March 5th, ranging from 17199 to 18207, all of them at 144 kilohertz intervals. No wonder HCJB got rid of that old transmitter. Bruce Collier in Pennsylvania has worked out a special medium wave DX test. It's on WHYL 960 in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Early Sunday morning, March 15th, from midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern, or 04 to 06 UT. They'll be changing the antenna pattern as it's a test. And he says they're jacking up the modulation, at least during in certain portions of the audio spectrum. Paul Crankshaw and others in the UK in the medium wave circle have been hearing Radio Rebelde Cuba on 1620 kilohertz around 0700 UT. We can only assume it's there to jam WDHP in the Virgin Islands, which carries some Cuban exile programs. What a Mickey Mouse operation. Radio Havana Cuba can't even broadcast in the proper languages according to its own schedule. On March 8th, between 0530 and 07 UT, on 6060 and 6140, I was hearing them part of the time in Portuguese or Spanish instead of English. Bob Wilkner in Florida reports on the Peruvian far-out-of-band stations on 55 meters. On 5460.1, Radio Bolivar, heard March 10th at midnight 15 with music. And on 5486.62, Radio Reina de la Selva, Chachapoyas, was heard March 10th between 1100 and 1120, the first time in over a month, but the next night it was not heard. While another one has not been heard recently, 5470.8, Radio San Nicolas. The same night as the Pennsylvania DX test I just mentioned, another one has been scheduled unexpectedly from Ireland. And during some of the same hours, it's Radio North in County Donegal. March 15th, between 0200 and 0600 UT, including voice IDs and CW IDs and frequent jingles, it's on 846 kHz with 1 kilowatt. Nick Hall-Patch got this word from Ken Baird in Scotland. The Euro Pirate Laser Hot Hits has reactivated on 4025, says Gary Drew in the UK. First heard March 7th at 2144. Jari Savolainen in Finland says it's 4024.6, March 8th at 1800. One of the transmitters at Avlis, Greece, has broken down, meaning that the Voice of Greece has one less frequency. They've had to rearrange their schedule. John Babbis in Maryland and I are no longer hearing it colliding with Zambia on 9420 until 2200. I hear 15650 going off at 1351, meaning the frequency is clear for Miraya FM Sudan relay starting at 1500. And there are many other changes, but we don't have the complete temporary schedule. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 10th. ANK indices almost always 5 and 2, but peaking at 15 and 4 on March 13th, and solar flux still steady at only 70. That's World of Radio 1451. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.